Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, it'll be a mixture of sun and clouds today. Continuing chance for some scattered thunderstorms and humid with a high of about 85 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature is 70. It's also 70 in Burlington, 69 Milwaukee, and 70 degrees in Racine. The Racine Public Works and Services Committee finds there are no DPW operational impacts for holding down the traffic enforcement, parking enforcement until 3 o'clock in the morning to benefit the bar employees who are closing up shop at 2 in the morning who had otherwise been getting some parking tickets. The Commissioner of Public Works, Mark Yellen, said that his street supervisor anticipated no problems with the downtown relaxation using the metered areas as a reference point, but he said it could be an issue if it was expanded to other parts of the city.
We don't know whether the Tavern League is speaking with one voice for tavern owners around the entire town. So if somebody owned a tavern on Lathrop Avenue, if somebody owned a tavern, say, up on the north side, someplace else, would they want to get the same consideration? And our position in Public Works is we wouldn't want to create a precedent.
Meanwhile, bar owner and Tavern League member J.J. McCall have said the request about the safety of the employees whose jobs don't allow them to leave when the overnight parking rules start at 2. John Dunk from John's Dock, while not affected, said that he agrees with the concern about public safety and employee safety.
Because I have no personal life, I'm usually in my bar at closing time, usually. And I make sure that if one of my people isn't parked right outside the door, I get them to their car, yeah. Because it doesn't. The problem isn't whether or not they have to walk 100 yards. The problem is, do they get to walk down a well-lit street with traffic and everything else, or did they park around the corner because it was a little more convenient for the moment?
Meanwhile, the issue was not on the public safety and licensing agenda last night. Did have some initial discussion last month unofficially. Snow emergencies, well, that would cancel any parking rule relaxation. The city of Burlington has now chosen its chief of police, chief of fire department, that is, from the Raymond Fire Department and Rescue Department. Alan Babe is his name. He was picked from a group of 6 applicants, both from Illinois and Wisconsin. And according to a news release, he's a 21-year veteran from the Raymond Fire Department, currently finishing up his 11th year as chief there. He's also been the president of the Racine County Fire Chiefs Association and is the organization's vice president. He'll be sworn in at the June 21st Burlington Council meeting. Meanwhile, in Kenosha, the Police and Fire Commission said to be deadlocked over the hiring process for the city's new fire chief there, disagreeing whether to keep the search internal or to go nationwide. It's been out of service since March. Now the Racine Public Library's mobile library is back in service. The bookmobile, as everybody knows it, was involved in a multi-vehicle crash on March 15th. Caused some pretty heavy damage. It was decided not to purchase a used bookmobile, the library board making that decision. They did authorize the repairs. Those have been complete. The mobile library is back in service. More information about its summer schedule is online at racinelibrary.info or just by calling the circulation desk at 262-636-9241. Last night, the Racine County Board approved the acquisition of some additional right-of-way to allow for the reconfiguration of the intersection of County Highway MM and Highway 38. That's when MM is reconstructed in a few years. Director of Public Works and Development Services Julie Anderson telling supervisors they needed to vote on this proposal, even though the funding is already in the budget.
We have to take this action so that the project plans are officially changed and approved by this board, so that we can expend the $250,000, which is an estimate for the total right-of-way acquisitions. All the agreements have to be signed, things like that.
The new plan calls for moving MM a few feet to the west so that it aligns with a short section of road to the north. The construction on the project, though, not set to go until 2018. General Motors adding a new feature to help deal with the problem of children left in hot vehicles, at least a dozen having died so far this year. The 2017 GMC Acadia will have what's being called a rear seat reminder as a standard feature. It activates upon the driver turning off the engine. A chime will sound with a message, "Rear seat reminder, look in rear seat." GM planning to add that feature to many more of its vehicles. Racine's Fire Department says 2 separate fires this week. Under investigation still, the property owners, they have to deal with the damage, and there's a lot of it. Late Monday morning, the back deck on a home at 1008 West Lawn Avenue was damaged by fire, the flames extending up the siding toward the roof. Nobody there except for the family dog was rescued. The damage estimate, $40,000. And early yesterday morning, fire heavily damaging a detached garage behind a home at 3519 15th Street. Damage there estimated at $20,000. And 18 people living in Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Chicago named in a federal indictment that charges them with conspiracy to distribute heroin. 17 of the defendants in custody, one is still at large. They range in age from 19 to 51. If convicted, they could face a maximum term of life in prison. No word on when Kenosha's all-inclusive Dream Playground could reopen, but city officials indicate that bids will be put out this week for replacement of the problem-plagued surface. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The playground closed in March after flaws in the rubberized surface were found. According to a news release, the city had the flooring tested for fall-related safety, which it failed, along with addressing a premature wearing of the surface. An independent investigation was recently completed, which recommended a total replacement. While moving forward with steps to replace the floor, the city remains in communication with the contractor who installed the flooring, seeking a resolution to the situation. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Capital improvement dollars were approved in the 2016 City of Racine budget sidewalk inspection and maintenance, with half of the year already gone. Public Works and Services Committee moving ahead on a pilot program proposal that would focus priority on high pedestrian use areas such as business districts. DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen noting Safe Step of Hortonville was hired for inspections and saw cutting on vertical displacements, took a look at 3 miles of sidewalks, which helped to develop this proposal. But any city resident could still call in about a program. Alderman Henry Perez felt that tourism and the economic benefit ought to play into making downtown in such areas a top priority.
We're in the whole idea of looking at the progress of the city and its economic impact on the things that happen, and downtown has actually become quite a standout, especially with the tourism over the summer, with the boats and the high rate. River City reported that we made an outrageous amount of money in tourism, and I think those areas that are highly vetted by tourists should be our priorities.
The Common Council will get the recommendation next week, likely have a couple of questions about the priorities, as well as projected costs for the immediate and long-term future, since the next budget session would have to include either another CIP effort or some other way to pay for sidewalks. Village of Mount Pleasant to formally dedicate a park this afternoon at 4 o'clock near the intersection of 23rd and Mead Streets to honor former Racine Police Chief Richard Paulzine and his efforts to develop a COP house at 2237 Mead Street. The Racine County Board last night approving a new 3-year contract with the Sheriff's Office Command Staff. It's an agreement that mirrors the contract recently negotiated with the deputies. Bill Halsey, the county's chief negotiator, telling supervisors command staff continue to have bargaining rights post Act 10.
They cannot take you to arbitration. The reality is we meet with them. If we can't come to a voluntary agreement, the county has the right to implement, you know, your last offer. We attempt to not do that, and we did that in this case.
Under this agreement, command staff members get a 1% wage increase retroactive to January of this year, 1% next year, and 2% in 2018. It's already been ratified by the organization, approved unanimously by the county board. 2 days after talking about budget priorities going forward, the Racine Unified School Board has a work session tonight on the preliminary budget that will cover the fiscal year beginning July 1st. Armed with the board's Monday decision to make compensation steps and levels the number one priority, and to put another $300,000 toward facilities maintenance, administration will be presenting numbers this evening for what will become the district's working budget. And a proposal for a disc golf course in Sturtevant will be coming back before the village board in a couple of weeks. The designer for the course, not able to attend last night's continual committee meetings, Nathan Strand giving the trustees, though, an initial presentation on what's proposed at Hiawatha Crossing, a village-owned stormwater retention area. WRJN Newscast. They are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.